Thank you so much for joining us on the Master's Call. Please, Master's Call family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, O Lord. You have searched us and you know us. You know when we sit and when we rise. You perceive our thoughts from afar and discern our going out and our lying down. You are familiar with all of our ways. Before a word is on our tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. And we thank you for our many blessings you have given us. The Master's Call, and our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Give them your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to them. We thank you for our Artist Life International family, the Diaz de Leon family, and Mother Dorothy Cook, the new and old kings of artists, the new young generation of artists, and the body of Christ and artists. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done here on this earth that has a name as it is in heaven. Thank you for our TMC family. Holy Spirit, come upon the speaker and listeners. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in us and lead us in the way everlasting. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my TMC family, again, this is Rebecca Thomas, and it has been a Jesus Joy pleasure to greet you on this Be Transformed by the Renewing of Your Mind Thursday. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for being such a blessing to the masses, to the body of Christ, seated and greeting everyone this morning here on the Master's Call, which we call Anyway, we are definitely blessing God this morning. You guys, forgive me. I'm telling you, just got in from walking 6 miles, and it's just been a blessing this morning. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell here in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're so delighted and excited that you joined us this morning here on the Master's Call. Now, we have just been blessed this week. I tell you, God has been doing great and mighty things among the TMC family. So we are excited about what God is going to do this morning. Now, if you don't know anything about the Master's Call, this call was started back in 2010 by two anointed and appointed women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we invite you to invite your family and friends to join us here on the Master's Call and let them know that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, we are so excited because we do have a website that you can go to at any given time, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on that site, as well as the reading of the bios of our speakers. So you'll get to see that we have a theme this year. That theme is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. We've started our new approach with Artists International, so let me tell you about that. This is the company that brought us here together, and it is Artists International. Now we are called Artist Life, and that company brought us here on the Master's Call, and it was established over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And we are so excited because we are getting ready to go to Houston, Texas, June 10th and 11th. And we know that you're going to be in the place. It's so exciting. So you want to register today at events, www.events.artistlife.com. Again, www.events.artistlife.com. and you'll see where you can go on and register. And I think it's still $35. They brought it back down, $35. So you can register today because we don't know how long that's going to last. And it jump up to $45. But I tell you, it's going to be an event that you won't forget. So be in Houston, Texas. Now, also, we have a call that's going on every night, and we want you to be on it. You can get your prospects on, people that don't know anything about artists, and find out about who we really are. And we have a call, and it's 9 o'clock Eastern time at night, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and then 9 p.m. Pacific time. That number is 712-432-1699. Again, 712-432-1699. The PIN is 857-150-POUND. 857-150-POUND. You'll be very intrigued about what we're doing among Artists International. What we're doing, we're actually helping people get healthy again. And I tell you, when we don't have our health, what do we have? So we are so grateful to God for what he's doing through this company. Now, not only that, we want you to be excited about what we're doing with our morning, the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call every Monday through Friday. And that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And it is Transformational Thursday. So our Rock the New Year, New You, Byron Redman, always bring something very powerful on Thursday. So you want to hear that. That PIN is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And this is a call where our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, had started, and she passed it over to a great team of leaders who are bringing vital information about this awesome company. Now, we are ready for the word from the Lord. And I tell you, this powerhouse that's getting ready to bring us a mighty word is a wonderful, wonderful woman of God that has blessed us so many times. And it took her a while to come on back and bring the word verbally to everybody, because we were being blessed individually, okay? But this woman of God is Minister Willa Peterson. She has been married to Gerald Peterson for 41 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy. After living in her hometown of Oak Park, Illinois for 38 years, Will and her husband, Jerry, retired to Tampa, Florida in October of this year. Willa is a member of Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, where she was an active member of the Tate Ministry and of evangelism team. God has blessed Willa to unite with and become a member of Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida, where she looks forward to continuing in serving in the capacity where God would have her to serve. An elementary school teacher with emphasis in reading diagnosis and remediation, Willa left the profession in order to raise her children. She returned many years later and worked as an inclusion teacher for children with special needs and as a librarian. Willa resigned from the profession after a terminally ill diagnosis of her beloved mother-in-law. She returned to the teaching profession after the passing of her mother-in-law as a substitute teacher for the Chicago public school system. Additionally, Willa is a certified health coach, praise God, and wellness educator with over 15 years of experience and knowledge of foods that nourish the body at the cellular level, as well as knowledge of the key ingredients to living a healthier, more productive lifestyle. As a result of overcoming health challenges by changing her diet and making some day-to-day changes in her lifestyle, Willa is passionate about her part to end the global health crisis by sharing these concepts with others in an informal, fun, and interactive way. Willa is excited about this new chapter of her life in Tampa. However, most of all, Willa is excited about getting to know people in Tampa and sharing the love and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord and his word and strives to let that love show in every area of her life. And that, my brothers and sisters, she does. She is such a blessing to the masses. She's definitely a blessing to the TMC family as well as to myself. I introduce to some, present to others, none other than our beloved Minister Willa Peterson. Are you there, my sister?
Yes, my sister, my dear Minister Brenda, I am here, and thank you so much for that warm introduction. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for greeting our family as we take our seats in this telecommunication sanctuary, which we just love to come to every Monday through Friday. And thank you so much for that God-inspired prayer and for the tagline that you gave us this morning. Therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, only acceptable unto him. No, be not conformed to this world, but to the renewing of your mind. So thank you so much for that. And to our beloved Pastor Vanessa, whom we affectionately call our Mother Eagle, and to our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Dimples and Dr. Super Fantastic, thank you for the confidence you have shown in me by affording me the opportunity to share a word this morning. And thank you, my CNC family, for joining me at the buffet table this morning for a word that I pray will encourage you and empower you as we trust God with all the details of our lives. So, Father, all of you and none of me, as I bring the word to your sons and daughters this morning, I pray that the anointing falls upon my lips as I give the word. May signs, wonders, and miracles follow the word taught this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, if I had to give a title to the message this morning, it would be, Hello, Lord, and then it's put your name in the blank. It's Willa, or it's Minister Brenda, or it's Minister Rebecca, or just your whatever your name. Do you hear me? Hello, Lord, it's blank. Do you, your name, do you hear me? When I was before you in February and April, my message was entitled, How is Your Exercise Program? Now, this exercise program consisted of being conscientious about what we think about and what we say. You can combat any and all fear and doubt by talking to yourself and saying only what God says about you. The scripture verses I referenced were Proverbs 18:21, which reads, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat its fruit. And Galatians 6:7-9, which reads, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap a harvest if we do not faint. We looked at how Jesus spoke regularly to things, and he instructs us to do the same. John 14:12-14 tells us, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. Because we know that we do not ask anything amiss, so we ask according to his word and to according to God's will. Mark 11:23-24 says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. I also share with you that speaking life into your situation cannot occur by itself. However, if you remain H-O-T, hearing God's word, obeying God's word, and trusting God's word. That's my acronym for HOT. You will find talking to yourself and moving in the direction God wants you to move to be a very rewarding experience.
So what do you do when you've been hot and haven't seen any changes? Your situation looks the same. As a matter of fact, it appears to be getting worse. To you, it appears that God is silent and just not answering your prayers. Minister Willow, what am I to do? What do I do when I call those things that be not as though they were and don't see the manifestation? What do I do? Well, family, I am so glad you asked. Number one, quiet yourself before the Lord, listen for his voice, and make sure what you are asking him for or asking him to do is according to his will for you. God always answers our prayers. Sometimes the answer is no. Other times, maybe. And then there's yes. Now, if the answer is no, then thank him for revealing this to you. You do not want to waste time going down a path where God is not leading you. He has a plan for your life that is much better than what you could have ever imagined. Isaiah 55:8 reminds us, for as far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God sees the end of a situation from the beginning. Isn't it wonderful that God sees around corners that we can't see and knows the situations that we don't know about? Oftentimes, he may not change the situation, but I'm a living witness that he will change you. He will change me. Number two, sometimes the answer is wait. Years ago, I wanted to put an addition on. I'm being transparent now. Years ago, I wanted to put an addition on our home we moved from in Oak Park, Illinois. I didn't want more room in the house for selfish reasons. I wanted it because I love to entertain and wanted to have more room to do that. I remember praying, Lord, even if this is not your will for us right now, will you please touch Jerry, that's my husband's heart, to agree to putting on the addition? Well, Jerry agreed, and the addition became bigger than I imagined. We essentially added a house onto a house. It was beautiful. And then what we had not seen came. Without going into details, the money we had and thought we had when we made the decision to go forward with the addition was no longer there. It was an unbelievable struggle that put tension on our marriage. How much seemingly better our lives would have been if I had waited. During the wait, God may have planned for our plan A to be added onto our home. During the wait, God may have planned for our plan A to come through another source, which could have been plan B. Unfortunately, I did not wait to see his perfect plan in this situation. We have a way of placing everything on Satan, and that's what I did, when in fact, we are at times contributors to our own demise. Some good did come out of the situation, though. First of all, I repented for asking for God's permissive will. Secondly, I learned about God's grace and mercy in the midst of the mess I had created. Yes, this was a very difficult time. However, God brought us through wiser and with a stronger faith. During our wait, we have to be patient. Number three, there are times in our lives when the answer is yes, but you don't see any indication that God is answering your prayers. You've prayed, cried, and even at times become discouraged and afraid. Be encouraged. For example, now I'm not much of a gardener. However, I know when you plant a seed and water it and fertilize it, you don't see anything happening initially. However, give it some time and you will see the seedling, the tiny sprouts, and with time and patience, a full-grown plant. That is how it is with our prayers. Oftentimes, we don't see our yes immediately. But when God says yes, he is working in the unseen world bringing what we have been trusting him for to reality. Or consider walking past a fully grown cornfield. As you pass the cornfield, it appears that there is no order at all. Everything looks messy and unorganized. However, if you were to look at that cornfield from an aerial perspective, from an airplane, you would see the rows of corn are neatly planted in rows. Your life may look like there is no order to it right now. Things may seem to be chaotic and in disarray. However, when God says yes, he takes what appears to be a mess and presents a package to you that is tailor-made for you by him. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So I want to leave you with what God put on my heart to do when the answer is yes, but it looks like God has forgotten you. Number one, trust God. He is faithful to his word. No matter what it looks like, he is like if he said he's going to bring about a change in your life, he's going to do it. We walk by faith and not by sight. Number two, pray with precision. The enemy is at work attacking those plans God has for you. When we pray about the places where we seriously suspect the enemy is at work, that's how we keep our prayers focused, not only on the particular situation, but on biblical truths that are consistent with maintaining victory in the midst of them. And I got that passage that from the book I'm reading. It's called Fervent, and I recommend it. I mean, I highly recommend this book. It's by Priscilla Shire of War Room. And again, the book is called Fervent. When we pray with precision, when we pray specifically, we unload all of Satan's artillery. Praying the word is like kryptonite to Satan, a dynamite blowing up his plants at the roots. We see in Luke 4, verses 1 through 13, and I encourage you to read it in its entirety, Satan tried to tempt Jesus three times. First with food, telling Jesus to command the stones to become bread. Next by urging Jesus to sidestep God's prophetic plan for the Messiah and claim his rightful throne immediately without first atoning for the sins of the world. Jesus neither affirmed nor denied Satan's authority to give him these things, but insisted that God alone is due worship of his creatures. No prize was big enough to warrant the worship of anyone but God. You see how crafty Satan is? He knew what would happen. When Jesus atoned for the sins of the world, all of us would be given the opportunity of salvation and everlasting life. Finally, Satan really pulled out all the stops and tried to end it all for Jesus by taking Jesus to the pinnacle of the roof and told Jesus to throw himself down because God would give his angels charge over him to save him. It is no surprise that Satan knew the word. However, Jesus counters Satan's misuse of scripture with a more comprehensive verse by telling Satan, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God," thus effectively ending the temptation. Jesus spoke the word with precision. What attraction is Satan dangling in your face? Know that it is a temporary fix, a facade, nothing good behind it, no future. But what God has for you, if you just hold on, the greater than you can even imagine is in store for you. When Satan comes to you with doubt and fear, come back at him with a more comprehensive verse from Scripture. Come back to him with a word that says, like Isaiah 54:8 says, "So shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which it is sent." Also, because what does Luke 4:13 tell us? Now when Satan, when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from Jesus until in more opportune time. So if he did it to Jesus, he will do it to us. So stay focused with precision for prayers, because Satan will come back at some time when he feels we are weak and vulnerable. And number three, don't allow Satan to rob you of your joy. Psalm 71:5 through 6 tells us, "You are my hope, O Lord God. You are my confidence from my youth. By you I have been sustained from my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you." And John 10:10 reminds us, "The thief does not come except but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." So family, the choice is yours. And I am sure we would choose to believe the one who has never lied to us, the one who always keeps his promise, the one who believes in giving good gifts to his children, whose minds are stayed on him, the one Jesus Christ. So I urge you, my brothers and sisters, whether the answer is no, praise God. If the answer is wait, praise God. If the answer is yes, praise God. Whatever the answer, praise God, because he inhabits the praises of his people. And remain in fervent prayer, because James 5:16 reminds us that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let's pray with precision. Family, I pray this message has been a blessing to you today. It was an honor and a privilege for me to present it to you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. And thank you, Minister Willa, for that profound message, letting us know that we have to stand and listen to what God tells us to do and just praise him through the midst of it all. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. And I will be calling you back to ask us to ask you to close us out at the end of the call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for being the awesome God that you are. And we glorify you, Father, for blessing us through this woman of God and telling us, Lord God, that whatever you tell us to do, we need to accept it and praise your name through it. Because, Lord, you said you will lead us and guide us into all truth, and we will know the truth, and truth will make us free. So, Father, with that being in mind, we ask you that you continue to pour back into Minister Willa, Lord God, like never before, her and her family and everybody that's connected to her, Lord God. Strengthen them, keep them, and protect them from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, for the blessings of Abraham overtaking them, Lord, like never before. We thank you, Father God, for our Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord God. We thank you for healing them and comforting them and strengthening them in a very special way. We thank you for every caller on this call, Lord God. We ask that you let their day be a blessed day, Father, that they go forth standing on your word and realize that they are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you for those that are going through bereavement times, Lord God. Heal, comfort like never before. We thank you for the sick and shut in, Father. We know you're going to manifest your glory through them. We call them healed and whole in Jesus' name. So, Father, we glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. Thank you for artists' life and those that are connected. Thank you, Father, for doing a great work. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this call again, and that playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, the PIN 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. Now, also, we're getting ready to go over to the new morning motivational call, which is Transformations Thursday. You want to hear the powerful message that's going to come forth today. That number is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, we so thank you and appreciate you for joining us this day. and we glorify God that he will manifest his glory through you today. And so I thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone with the Jesus joy that just flows in your heart and mind. And we thank you, Minister Willa, for giving us that profound message today to have us stand on God's word and hear his voice. So would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Brenda. May faith guide you when you cannot see. May hope comfort you when you need it most. May you believe in God's word at all times, for he knows what's best for us. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Goodbye.